As I mentioned in the last video, those who believe in a pre-trib rapture will constantly tell us that we need to differentiate between the rapture and the second coming. And they claim that the second coming is Revelation 19, Armageddon, and so forth, which that is never defined in the Bible as the second coming. In fact, the rapture is the second coming. Here's more proof from the book of 1 Thessalonians itself. In chapter 2, verse number 19, it says, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy." So Paul's saying the thing that keeps him hopeful and joyful and rejoicing is looking forward to seeing these people that he's won to Christ. He knows he's going to be reunited with them someday, and that's going to happen at Christ's coming. Well, that makes perfect sense if, as 1 Thessalonians 4 says, the rapture is known as the second coming, because of the fact that at the rapture, we're going to be reunited with all believers. We're going to be all caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Again, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says in verse 23, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Well, if he wants us to stay blameless and to be sanctified up until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, obviously that's referring to the rapture. There's no need for sanctification or blameless living after the rapture because we're already going to be perfected at that point. We're going to be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So again, there's just a mountain of evidence. Every time you look up the coming of our Lord or the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, it always fits with the rapture. It never fits with Armageddon or Revelation 19. And again, 1 Thessalonians 4 is explicit when it calls the rapture the coming of our Lord. And since he already came once in Bethlehem, that makes the rapture the second coming.